switch.
Gardening or farming in the high desert is extremely difficult because the higher the altitude, the more volatile the weather and unpredictable it is. I'm Zach Kennedy, owner of Pema Farms, land steward and upkeeper of the farm itself. We're only 12 miles as the crow flies from downtown Reno. I'm a Nevada native. I was born and raised in Las Vegas. We've had two fires that have come really close to the farm. The Loyalton fire was in 2020, and the bottom leg of that fire came actually onto the property of the farm. The second fire was almost 1 million acres, and that was just about 6 miles north of us. It just blazed. And so we left, we went in, and I couldn't stay away. They essentially asked us to get off of the property. And so we staged a fire truck here and then hooked it up with our pump. We had actually touched all the trees on the property up there behind the ranch house. And it was dark here because all you could see on the hillside here was like all of the small blazes still going, or the treetops where the canopies were still on fire. And then watching trees like explode in the mix of that heat. And I think that with the smoke and the way that the climate has shifted around us and the forest just being burned alive, you know, once you've gone through that, like the PTSD that's left over for it, it leaves you in the space where, like, when I walked out today and I see the prescribed burn and the clouds coming up over the hill back there, like it hits you in a way that's very primal. I don't think that summer is ever going to be summer for my kids. When I grew up, I used to go out and I'd be outdoors. And now, you know, their experience of 5 weeks of the summertime is it's smoke season. And we can't go outside and we can't play. And we need to either orchestrate travel and get them away and go to the coast where, you know, everything is blowing westward so that they can find air to breathe and time to play outside and an experience of what summer is. It tests you. It leaves you wondering, you know, what the future is and what you should be doing. Because even if you do lose all of it and like the whole thing, the whole farm melts down, you know, and like it's lost in a snowstorm, lost in a windstorm, or lost in a fire, like at least at the end of that, I could say that I showed up. And like I did something that was really good for the community and really good for the earth and was really good for me.